angel.
Hi, love. Welcome to Giving Hell. I'm your host, Helly. Giving Hell is your safe space to be a hot mess of a human while connecting to your higher self. If you're ready to manifest more health, wealth, and self-love, subscribe to the podcast and share with your friends because everybody's looking for a brand new podcast. I'm so sorry that I missed last week, you guys. I didn't expect to, but on Sunday I went out with my mom, obviously on Mother's Day, and then the following day I got my vaccine, and that second dose literally took me out. I was sick for almost 48 hours. My parents, they didn't have the same side effects that I did, so don't think like, oh, I shouldn't get vaccinated because it sucks. Because not for everybody. Some people it sucks, some people are perfectly fine. Unfortunately for me, it was not fine. I had like sweats. What is it called? Like sweats and chills? I had a fever, okay? I had a really bad fever and I was just like sweating and then I was freezing and then it was just like a whole hot ass mess. My body was aching. It was not a good time, but I made it through. I'm fully vaccinated. I got my little card and I can go outside without a mask now, even though I still wear my mask. But it's super exciting that I have the option to be like, no, I'm vaccinated. You can't stop me. I don't have to wear a mask now, but I don't want I don't want to be seen as like an anti-masker. So I still wear it. You know what I mean? So what have I been up to? I actually have recently been on a little health kick. I've been coming at this from like a different perspective. Normally I'm like, oh, I need to get skinny or I want abs or I just think about like, I don't know, like for like vain reasons, I'll start to work out and then it doesn't last very long because I don't get that instant gratification and I don't get abs in a week and then I get upset and then I just go back to normal lazy Helly. But this time I'm just coming at it from a place of like, how do I feel? How does my body feel? How does my mental, like, you know what I mean? Like, how is this affecting my mental health? I've been going on walks every day. I've been eating so much better and my brain just feels like, I don't know. Obviously, it doesn't work very well because I can't even fucking think right now. But it makes me feel A, happier, B, more motivated, C, like I'm less like moody and grumpy and like overall, I just have more motivation. I just feel better about myself. I feel like accomplished. Like every time I go on a hike, like do I enjoy it while I'm doing it? No. But once I'm done, I'm like, wow, good for fucking me. Like I'm so glad I woke up, got out of bed, went on a hike, and now I'm home. And now I can kind of do whatever I want guilt-free because I worked out. So when I'm, do you ever like, I'm bouncing all over the place, but do you ever like stay in bed all day? Like I do that a lot. Like I have a lot of all day bed days. That made no sense. Basically what I'm trying to say is because I put that small amount of effort and time into my body and into my health, I feel better about the moments when I'm not doing that. Like, I could probably be perfectly fine without working out health-wise, but mental health-wise, I feel like shit about myself, and that just, like, ruins everything. Like, if your mental health is not doing well, life is just not a good time. You know what I mean? And I want life to be a good time. So, the minimal effort, I mean, it's truly minimal effort, the minimal effort that I've been putting into working out has made all the difference. And so if you're in a spot in your life where you're like, ugh, I feel like shit about myself, my mental health is not at its prime, maybe just try, you know, getting out there, going on a walk, doing something for yourself. I know that sounds like the most annoying thing ever whenever you're like dealing with mental health issues. Somebody's like, just exercise and you'll get some serotonin. Like that sounds obnoxious, but it's kind of true. Like the smallest change creates the biggest difference. Trust me, I'm not like, I'm really not putting in a ton of effort. I'm just like waking up and going on walks. And that's it. And my life is changing so much. Like I'm just a different person, okay? But before I get into the full episode, before I go in on all my little tangents, let's talk about the affirmation of the week. And this is going to tie into what I've been doing lately, which is just putting more intention into my health. So our affirmation is, I am the healthiest I've ever been in my entire life. I am the healthiest I have ever been in my entire life. And if you remember the formula for manifestation, it goes words become thoughts become feelings, and feelings become things. So if you just start saying, I am the healthiest I've ever been in my entire life, those words will create the thought that like, wow, I'm healthy. Then you'll have that feeling of like, wow, I'm healthy, and your reality will start to align with you being the healthiest you've ever been in your entire life. And we're talking about mind, body, and spirit, okay? The healthiest I've ever been in my entire life. Love that for you, and love that for me. It's so important to remember that in manifesting, the universe is reading your emotion. They're not reading like your words. They're reading the way that you are feeling about yourself. So you create the emotion by saying the words and then thinking the thoughts and then feeling the feeling. You know, words become thoughts become feelings, and feelings become things. The most important part of that equation is that the feelings become the things. Like, if you are coming from a victim mentality, if you feel like you're such a victim of your circumstances, you're gonna be a victim of your circumstances. You're going to attract more reasons that you are a victim. When I was growing up, I had the biggest victim mentality. Honestly, it came from the fact that I actually was a victim of like lots of horrible things. Anything that you can think of that like a child has gone through that they shouldn't have had to go through, that was my life, okay? I grew up in a very toxic home. There was just, there was alcohol abuse, there was narcissism in my parents, and I mean, like, it was just not a good time, you know? I lived with my mom and my stepdad, and my actual dad was really distant because he was super depressed, and so I just, lots of negativity, lots of things that I definitely was a victim of, and I definitely had a victim mentality. But I remember when I was 15 years old, there was just this one day, and I still remember the day. I still remember what I was wearing. I was literally wearing like a purple tank top, or like a tube top with a gray cardigan and these like Aeropostale jeans. And I remember just thinking like, no fucking buddy. Nobody is here to help me. Like, nobody is pulling me out of this. Nothing is going to change. This is just what it is. So why don't I change the way that I feel about it? Like, why? I literally just started like lying to myself and being like, everything is okay. And like, I don't suggest suppression and like minimizing your issues. I definitely suggest healing from them with professional help. But at this time in my life, I wasn't getting any help. I was just like, okay, I'm going to deny all of the things that are going on in my life and just pretend, like literally lie to myself and pretend like I have the best life ever. And this is really when my manifestation began. Like, I didn't know what I was doing, but because I was lying to myself and saying like everything's fine, things started to turn out okay. Unfortunately, it took like 5 years for things to turn around, but at least I wasn't creating more negativity for myself. Like, there was already things going on. I didn't need to add any fuel to the fire, trust me. So once I decided that I wasn't a victim anymore, I kind of like stepped out of that and started enjoying my life. Like, I started doing activities that I loved. Unfortunately, those activities were drinking and using drugs. Like, so like, I did take a couple steps backwards before I was able to like full on run forwards, but at least I was enjoying myself. Like, I wasn't crying myself to sleep anymore because I was too drunk. You know what I mean? This is not good advice, but my mindset, I swear to you, just by believing that things would turn around for me, or like all of this isn't really that bad, things really started to turn around for me. I mean, it took a couple years, but if you are in a dark place for yourself right now, you might not be able to see it, but things will turn around. It might take years, and you might be sitting there thinking like, I don't even have years to handle this anymore. Like, I really can't handle this anymore. Yes, you can. You can handle it, I promise you. And you can start changing your future today. You can start writing your reality today. Imagine like all the time and effort it takes into actually putting a movie together. Like, you don't just have an idea for a movie and the next day the movie's made and now everybody's watching it and it's making millions in the box office. No, it does take time. You do have to put the whole story together. You do have to have the parts play out. But I promise you, I can guarantee that if today you decide that you're not a victim of your situation, your future is changing. You changing your mindset is changing your future. Had I continued to just say, like, poor me, everything bad in my life keeps happening, like, I'm such a victim, bad things would have continued to happen. But now, today, my life is completely different. I literally live with the same parents that I grew up with, but we have a completely different reality than we used to. My stepdad, he's still a narcissist, but he tries his best to be considerate, which is, like, I know that's not a trait of a narcissist, but I promise you, he has made so many changes in himself to where I don't want to die when I'm around him. You know what I mean? Like, he is tolerable. My mother, completely sober, trying her best, has put in so much effort into trying to understand me and taking responsibility for what has happened in my past. Things are different today because back then, that one day when I was wearing that purple tank top and the gray cardigan and those Aeropostale jeans, I decided I'm not a victim because I made a decision to change my mindset, and that changed my whole reality. Trust me, I could have very easily been still living in the fucking trap house that I was living in, drinking every single day, hating myself, and experiencing that life over and over and over and over and over and over, and over again. I could have still been vibrating on that low vibration to this day, but all it took was me deciding that I'm not gonna. It's not gonna happen. Did it happen overnight? No, just like I said, it takes time to develop that movie. It takes time to create the actual picture. But am I grateful today that I made that decision 5 years ago, 10 years ago? Yes, the fuck I am, because my life is completely different because of it. The reason I even say all of that is just to remind you that the smallest changes create the biggest difference. Like I said that before, I'll say it again. When you make a small change in the way that you feel about a situation, you are completely changing the narrative of your life. Like, it's more than just like, you have to think outside of how you're feeling in this very moment. You have to understand the big picture. If we're manifesting, you have to really understand the big picture. The big picture is that the course of your life is going up in a positive direction. That is the big picture. If you're in a spot where you're like, I can't even see outside of today, time travel. Literally, like, time traveling to the future, envisioning yourself on vacation, being able to afford everything that you want in this world, being able to assist people who can't help themselves, being able to travel wherever you would like, being able to spend time with your friends as much time as you would like, being able to do what you love for a living. That is what you're going to focus on. That is what you are going to see for yourself. If you can't deal with what's going on today, focus on the future. Envision the future. Time travel, make that your reality. Live in that moment. That is how I literally brought myself out of the worst situations possible. Homelessness, abuse, horrible relationships, horrible, horrible, horrible relationships. I'm not even gonna keep talking about it, but like the person that I used to be, the places I used to bring myself, the ways I used to hurt myself are not even an option today. Because not that back then when I had made that decision, everything changed overnight, but because I had the idea, because I traveled to the future and saw myself happy, I am happy today because of the decisions that I made 5-10 years ago. So think about the decisions you're making today and how that is going to affect your life in 5-10 years. Okay? Better times are coming. We are all ascending. Okay? We are all creating happy realities for ourselves. Okay. And sometimes bad shit is just supposed to happen. Sometimes that's a part of the plan. If you look at my birth chart, I was supposed to have a traumatic, shitty childhood. Like, that was just supposed to be. And that also helped me accept, like, what has happened to me in my life is the fact that it was supposed to be that way. The fact that, like, it's not anybody's fault. You know what I mean? Sometimes we want to blame people and, like, you know, blame ourselves, even blame our parents and act like somebody has to fix this. But no, sometimes it's you just be at peace with what has happened. That was supposed to happen. Literally. If you haven't looked at your birth chart, I highly recommend go download this app. This is not sponsored. Go download the app Time Passages and put in your birthplace, time, date, all the information that they need, and just take a gander. Is that a thing? Take a gander. Take a look at your birth chart, and sometimes it will literally explain what you're going through, and then you can be at peace with knowing this is supposed to happen. Life is not supposed to be like all good. Like there are 12 laws to the universe. We talked about this last week where I talked about the law of compensation. Another law is the law of rhythm. What goes up must come down. Everything is in rhythm. Like there is good and bad. The law of rhythm states that the energy in the universe is like a pendulum. Whenever something swings to the right, it must swing to the left. Everything in existence is involved in a dance, swaying, flowing, swinging back and forth. Everything goes through cycles, okay? Think about the seasons. It gets cold and it gets warm, and then it gets cold and it gets warm. That is how everything happens. So no, your life is never going to be all ups. You're going to have those downs to create comparison. You have to be grateful for your downs just as much as you're grateful for your ups. You have to be. Like, if you are not appreciating the downs in life, you have no appreciation for the ups, because the downs create that comparison. Does that make any sense at all? This is making sense in my head, and sometimes I say things and I'm like, girl, what are you even talking about? But I promise it makes sense in my head, and I hopefully this makes sense in your head too, because this has helped me appreciate life as well, is understanding and accepting that there are just going to be downs in life. Like there's going to be low points. There's going to be negative things that happen that teach you lessons. Life is not about... Like, oh my God, life is not a fucking fairy tale, and it never will be. I feel like Hollywood ruined our idea about the way that life is supposed to be. It is not supposed to be a vacation 24/7. As much as I would love to be on vacation 24/7 and completely enjoying life, that's not it. That's not the point of why we're even here. Okay. The human experience is good and bad, and experiencing both and learning from your bad and appreciating your good, that is the whole purpose, okay? So accept your lows, appreciate them, understand they need to happen, and then doubly appreciate your highs. Just appreciate all of it, the ups, the downs, the goods, the bads, and understand that even when things go down, you're still kind of vibrating in an upwards direction. Does that make sense? You're always going to be flowing in an upwards direction if you choose that for yourself. And that goes along the lines of what I was saying, where it's like deciding that things are going to go good for you. Okay, so the law of rhythm, what goes up must come down. Appreciate all of it, because it's all a part of life. I swear the internet can have us thinking sometimes that a picture perfect life is actually possible, because every time you scroll on Instagram, you just see like vacation pics, perfect bodies, it's a literal highlight reel. Everybody only posts the good things in their life. Nobody posts the day. I mean, some people do, but then we feel uncomfortable when they do. But anyway, some people do post their like super emotional side, but for the most part, everybody's out here just like, I mean, honestly faking their life. If you look at my Instagram, of course I'm only posting pictures of me when I'm cute and when I'm having a good time. I'm not posting what I look like right now. I would never post what I look like right now on my Instagram. I don't know why. I am a sheep, I guess. I follow the crowd. But please never ever compare your life to anybody else's Instagram life. Instagram is not real. Instagram bodies are not real. None of it is real. Nobody is having that much fun all the time. A lot of people will be out at clubs posting all of the fun. Nobody's posting the fights on the way home from the club. You don't see that. You don't see girls crying in their Uber on the way home because whoever they were texting, you know what I mean? Like, it's drama. It's drama, and people aren't posting that stuff. I wish they would, because I'm nosy. But please keep in mind, you should never be comparing yourself to Instagram. Ever, 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 for never's never, never. Never compare yourself to someone else's Instagram. Ever since I got my body done and realized these girls are not only getting surgery, they're also editing their surgically enhanced bodies, I've been able to like be at peace with me never ever looking, with me never looking like Instagram bodies. Like I am able to understand it, but not everybody understands that. People really look at these edited pictures thinking that it is possible. It's not possible, okay? It's not. The Kardashians have literally made billions of dollars off of lying to you. They tell you that this is an achievable body type. No, it's not. They've had hundreds of thousands of dollars in surgery, and they edit every single picture. Not one untouched photo sees the internet. And we all know what happens when an untouched photo of the Kardashians touches the internet. they go crazy. They get it removed. They get accounts deleted. They do not want that to exist, because how else would they make money off of insecure people if people realized, like, wow, they have regular looking bodies. They do not look like their Instagram at all. Not to mention, those girls are extremely insecure as well. They act like, oh, if you just have all this money and you buy these products and you wear this shapewear and you do this and you do that, you can be as confident and attractive as me. They're not attractive. No, they are attractive. That was mean. I didn't mean that. They are attractive, but they don't look how they look on Instagram. They don't look how they look in those ads. They don't feel as confident as they present themselves, or Khloé would have been perfectly fine with leaving that picture up. No? Yeah. And we all know how Kim Kardashian feels about her fat ass. They talk about it all the time, how she's extremely insecure because her ass is huge. Go look up a paparazzi picture. I mean, there are no paparazzi pictures as of recently of those girls that are not edited. Even the candid whatever photos of them, those are all staged. They're all edited before they even see the light of day. They are edited. But go look, before they had all this control over their image and they were building their careers, go look at the pictures of Kim Kardashian. She has cellulite. And I'm not saying this in a bad way. I'm saying this in like a, understand that these women have cellulite. These women have stretch marks. These women have wrinkles. These women have pimples. These women have insecurities out the ass. So please never compare yourself to these women and stop letting them bully you out of your fucking money. They have actually, real life, made billions of dollars making you feel insecure, thinking that if you have this product, if you do this, if you do that, you can look like them. I mean, Kylie Jenner literally made her billions off of her little lip kit, where she told everybody that her lips were just overlined, that she went from bacon strips to a pout through lipstick. I'm sorry I'm going in right now, but these bitches be lying. They be lying, okay? Do not fall for it. Believe in you. Love yourself. That is the only way to actually loving what you see, is through your inner work. Changing the outside does nothing. As somebody who has had procedures done, as somebody who has done X, Y, and Z, I literally have had a BBL. I got the BBL because that's what they all said. Oh, if you get the BBL, you'll love your... You know what I mean? No, you fucking don't. And you don't look as good in pictures as these women do on Instagram, because these pictures are edited. I have made a conscious effort to stop editing my pictures. If you go look at my photos, I think I have like 3 maybe that are edited. And those were from my old Instagram that I just re-uploaded. But if you go look at the pictures that I took this weekend, not edited. If you look at the pictures that I've taken in the last like... pretty much since I've moved to Georgia, which was in January, not edited. I love a good filter on an Instagram story. Those are cute. Those are fun. But at the same time, it says it right there. Like, a filter is on my face. There is no deception there. But I encourage you to fall in love with your authentic self and kill off this idea that if I buy these products or get this surgery or do this or do that, I'm going to A, look like these pictures on Instagram. Never will happen. Or B, I'll love myself more. No. No. I mean, like, there's obviously success stories out there. Whenever I say, like, Instagram bodies aren't real, there's always got to be that one pick me bitch that wants to argue. And she's like completely missing the fucking point, where I'm telling you, from experience, I'm telling you, these girls got surgery and still edit their bodies, because surgery does not give you an Instagram body. Don't fucking argue with me. Nobody's waist is smaller than their head. The only way to find confidence is through self-love. It will never be through a product. It will never be through a gym membership. Like, it will never, none of that. A gym membership might help you with your, like, mental health, because, like, it creates endorphins, or I don't know the scientific bullshit behind that, but it's never going to bring you to this magical place of, oh my God, I love myself every single fucking day. I'm obsessed with, like, no. Stop obsessing over these fake images. Start actually loving yourself. Start putting the energy into finding what you love about yourself. Put that energy into building yourself up. Stop putting so much energy into creating this fake perfect image on your Instagram, and put the energy into creating a happy, peaceful life. Okay, because I love you and you're deserving of loving yourself, period. You are deserving of loving yourself. So it's time to put energy into creating a very loving, fulfilling relationship with ourselves. That's what I'm doing. And it's worked a billion times more than the $10,000 I spent on a body or the thousands of dollars I spent on makeup and skincare and this and that and this. Well, actually, skincare. I support skincare. Skincare is like a part of like self-care, but no amount of makeup has made me love myself as much as me sitting down and being like, you dumb fucking bitch. That shit is not real. You need to start loving yourself and then speaking it into existence and saying like, I am so in love with myself. I am so beautiful. I am at peace with my body. You know what I mean? Like, I have been at war with my body for so fucking long. I do have body dysmorphia disorder. And no amount of makeup or procedures has made me feel as good as just looking in the mirror and saying, I accept you. I love you. You're doing amazing, sweetie. So join me. Join me in self-love, because we cannot spend another day comparing ourselves to these fake-ass images on Instagram. Okay? Sorry, I just had to go off on a little rant. I'm actually getting a little bit hot because I don't know why. It gets me so heated that people are literally profiting off. Listen, rich white men have been doing this forever. They have been profiting off of our insecurities. But the fact that a family full of successful business women are still using these tactics and attempting to bring down women's confidence so that they can profit off of your insecurity. Oh my God, it pisses me all off. Okay. And yes, if I was in their face, I would definitely not say this at all. I would say, oh my God, hi, how are you? Because I'm a fake bitch. But I just want you to love yourself. And I want you to stop allowing people to make you feel like shit. Okay. Self-confidence comes from within. It never will come from a product, okay? I love you. And with all of that being said, I think I've said enough. I love you so much. Send me a message on Instagram. How did you like this episode? Again, we're like a little bit off the rails. I'm doing things unscripted, so obviously my ADHD sometimes does take a little bit... I don't even know what I'm trying to say. It takes over, and then it goes a little bit off the rails. That's what I'm trying to say. My brain is mush, and I love you so, so, so much. Thank you so much for listening. I will definitely be here next week. I do have more continuations of this project, this little secret project that I'm working on. So there's going to be a week in June that I have to take off, and then pretty much like when the summer hits, I'm going to be on and off and on and off because I'll be very busy. But I will be making as many episodes as I possibly can for you guys. I know more of you guys have been messaging me. Like, I know like there are people who listen to the show and like don't talk to me and don't message me and don't say hey, but more of you guys have been messaging me, and it means so much to hear from you. And when you guys tell me how much you love the show, obviously that just gives me like so much joy. So I appreciate you all for your kind words and your time, and love you. Mwah.